This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Could Pfizer's COVID shot soon be available for children as young as 6 months old? Regulators reportedly are urging Pfizer to apply for emergency authorization for a two-dose regimen of its COVID vaccine for children 6 months to 5 years old, while awaiting data on a three-dose course. The idea is to clear the way for the shots as soon as late February. The company's application may be submitted as soon as today. The National Weather Service is warning of a big winter storm that's expected to slam into the nation's midsection tonight through Thursday morning. Heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The Weather Service says travel likely will be disrupted. Russia is accusing the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine. But at a stormy UN Security Council debate yesterday on Moscow's troop buildup near Ukraine, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said this.
We do not want confrontation, but we will be decisive, swift, and united should Russia further invade Ukraine.
Just days before the Winter Olympics in Beijing, the FBI director is slamming China's government. The AP's Tim McGuire's got this.
In a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library, FBI Director Christopher Wray accused the Chinese government of being the world's biggest thief of intellectual and technical property.
The Chinese government steals staggering volumes of information.
Wray notes the FBI also opens new cases involving Chinese intelligence operations every 12 hours or so. And Chinese government hackers pilfer more personal and corporate data than all other nations combined.
The city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is asking people within 1 mile of a fire at a fertilizer plant to evacuate. They say it's possible there could be an explosion. The building has collapsed. No injuries have been reported. This is AP News. Rihanna's expecting. The AP's Jennifer King's got this.
Recording artist and fashion mogul Rihanna is expecting a baby with her boyfriend, rapper ASAP Rocky. After weeks of speculation, Rihanna showed off a bare baby bump draped in a bejeweled gold cross peeking out of a long pink vintage Chanel puffer jacket and ripped jeans during a winter stroll in Harlem with rapper ASAP Rocky. Photos of the smiling couple by celebrity photographer Miles Diggs were published by People magazine. In an interview for GQ in May of 2019, Rocky called Rihanna the love of my life and the one, saying she amounts to probably like a million of the other ones. In March of 2020, Rihanna told British Vogue that she pictured her future self with three or four kids. She featured Rocky in a Fenty skin campaign that summer, and in a GQ interview, when she asked him the hardest part about working together, his answer, having too much fun. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow gained 406 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.